Let's see where he puts it.
Rich!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Incorrigible.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jussie Smollett from the TV show Empire turns himself in Chicago on a felony disorderly conduct charge. He's accused of filing a false police report about being attacked by two men last month.
The Osandario brothers, once considered potential suspects, testify for 2.5 hours before a grand jury. Their attorney says they were paid in the alleged hoax, but the payment doesn't fit the narrative that we know. She says the brothers are speaking to investigators because they had a change of heart and determined that the truth needs to come out.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. A four-day summit on sexual abuse by clergy has started at the Vatican. Manila Archbishop Luis Antonio Tagle.
We humbly and sorrowfully admit that wounds have been inflicted by us, bishops, on the victims.
By not doing enough about accusations against priests, bishops from around the world are there, so are some sexual abuse victims. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Look for a warmer day today. I think the high temperature will reach the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially by the afternoon and tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Very mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high, lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but I'm worried about the risk of some severe weather by Saturday evening and Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he'll challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. And Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate tray, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See Jared.com/pricematch for details.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Bam, why you let the bumper roll so long in the morning? Because I can't hear. It takes me 20 minutes to get the ear right on this thing. I think if I complain every day, it'll eventually work. There we go. No. There we go.
Room.
We are watching surveillance video footage of Jussie Smollett's fake attackers buying MAGA hats.
Weren't they not even MAGA hats? They're just red hats.
Red hats.
Yeah.
Well,
anything will work.
You know the worst part of this story?
Nothing's on camera these days.
Yeah. Nothing's on HD 1080p.
We don't live in a literal surveillance state or anything.
Welcome into News and Views. Dave Mowry is in, as he is on Thursdays and special occasions. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow in all likelihood.
Possibly.
Lord willing and the cricks don't rise.
Better than 50% chance.
I wouldn't go that far.
Right at 50%?
Yeah, it's always 50-50. He's either here or he's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's two choices.
Schrodinger's Jack Campbell.
That's right.
Showing up.
He's both alive and dead as we speak. Schrodinger's Campbell, yeah. You know what the worst part of this Jussie Smollett story is? And I know it's Jussie
His
Smollett.
His sorry name?
Yeah, well. Somebody woke up and thought, you know what he ought to be called? He ought to be called Jussie.
My favorite take on. Oh, you go ahead.
Well, the worst part is, I'm reading TMZ. Yeah, that's the second worst part.
go on.
Well, I'm really.
Like it's bookmarked on his computer, guys. I mean, it is. It's okay.
Control D, guys. Yeah, Control D. I'm reading TMZ, and there's a paragraph in here, and they said that he was on his way to sign complaints against the two attackers. They said, Jussie, we've picked up the two attackers. We need you to come down here and identify them, sign the warrants. He was on his way down there to sign the warrants.
Right.
He said, yeah, man, I'll be there. I'm coming. I appreciate your help. He was on his way to do it. And when he walked in, he saw the two Nigerian brothers.
That was actually the set, yeah.
And then he was like, oh, he got cold feet and walked out because he felt bad for him.
Right.
Which means, Dave, two random white people, if they'd have picked him up, he was going to sign the warrants.
Yeah, you're right.
He was going to destroy two people's lives.
But he knew
and put
him
in jail.
Guys. Yeah.
That is a level of psychopathy.
That's like really hard to comprehend.
I cannot imagine that level of nuts.
Yeah, I can't either.
Like, hey, I staged my own racist
especially
attack.
In the fact that, like, and we've talked about it, and I know you're like you're for a lot of criminal justice reform, and so am I. And like the fact that there are so many actually innocent people in jail,
right,
to knowingly put somebody innocent in jail is like. Like you said, it's an incomprehensible level of craziness.
It is bizarre. The man was on. I hope he goes to prison for a long, long time. He was on his way to put two random innocent people
in
prison.
My favorite take was somebody was like, "Here's the funny thing is that like nobody that would actually wear a MAGA hat or whatever watches Empire."
No.
Like, did you know who he was before this?
I didn't even know what Empire was.
I didn't. I knew what Empire was vaguely, but like, I'm aware that it exists.
I've never heard of it. The first time I heard of Empire,
literally the first, you know, they were like this. You know, I read this thing and it was like, you know, it was like Jussie Smollett. I was like, what's a Jussie?
Is that the male version of a hussy?
Yeah, I mean, like, I never heard of it.
What is a Jussie?
And so then you figure in Chicago because that's real MAGA land. You know?
Yeah, well,
and then
you Not only that, what two MAGA guys are wandering around downtown
right
at 2 a.m. looking for a gay black guy to beat up?
Right, with bleach in their hand.
Yeah,
and a pre-tied noose. Because who doesn't carry a noose around? I mean, you know.
I mean, if you walk by and you see a guy holding a noose and a gallon of bleach.
Run.
Not your neighborhood.
Yeah, run.
Not your neighborhood.
No, your neighborhood, Beverly Hills, Brentwood, whatever, run. Yeah. Okay, that's like bad news.
It's just
good things aren't going to happen.
Nothing in this. They said they were red flags from the beginning.
Well, you know what the biggest one was?
What?
Is that the cops came, and it was like 20 minutes after like he got back into his apartment, and he's still sitting there with a noose around his neck.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, real. You know, because everyone would be like, oh, you know, I'm so traumatized I can't take it off.
And I love to eat fresh as much as the next guy. But when I'm getting my ass whipped, I drop the sandwich. You know what I mean? I drop the sandwich. Cold cut combo, Black Forest ham.
He was hungry.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki. None of it's good enough.
Does this taste like bleach to you? I think they got some bleach on my fresh baked bread.
I got the Asiago cheese bread. I'm not dropping that.
What a weird. I mean, like, why? And the other thing is, like, why?
I'll tell you why. We talked about this yesterday. Here's the why. I mean, I've nailed the why. This guy is a very good looking, smart, obviously a good actor. He's on a network television show, prime time. But he's not a victim. He's not a victim. And in the 21st century, if you're not a victim, you're a nobody.
Yeah.
You know, and I said this yesterday.
That's a sad comment on society.
Well, it is, though.
But it's true.
But say you make 40 to 80 grand a year, right? You got 2.1 kids and a wife. They go to a good school. Your house doesn't get broken into. Nobody's got any maladies. Who's advocating for you? Nobody.
You're an average nobody.
You're just nobody. No one tells a story about that guy.
Right.
He's not showing up at the State of the Union. He's not, nobody knows his name.
Right.
That guy just goes to work. Punches the clock, comes home, feeds his kid, tells stories, goes to bed, wakes up, does 3-day weekends at the Gulf.
Yeah, we used to call it the silent majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're talking about.
But that's what
this now
is.
Nobody wants to be a part of that.
But now you can't even be a gay black movie star.
And not be a victim.
And not be a victim.
And feel that you're worth anything.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, like he had it all, you know.
He had everything. This is the pinnacle of his profession.
Yeah, I didn't catch what floor or what building his apartment was in, but it's probably a little bit doper than, you know,
one where I live. Yeah. I can imagine his toys are better. He drives nicer cars. He gets, well, I just learned he's gay, but I would have said he got better women, but
right.
Now he gets better men.
Better dudes.
You know, I mean, so it's just.
Yeah. How weird.
That's a sad, you said it best.
It is
a sad commentary. On 21st century life.
Look at how much brass they got up there, too. It's like in The Wire where they're like, you know, we need to put dope on tables.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like. I mean, they got the superintendent. They got, you know, I mean, this dude has 4 stars. And then they got
the lady behind him. And the guy next to him has 3.
Yeah, so, I mean, they got the entire brass out there. I don't know if you've heard, but I think Chicago has bigger problems than Jussie.
Well, they did talk about there were 12...
actual, like, murders in the time that
Like, in the time they were investigating this. And they spent time investigating this.
Right.
And the number of officers they used, the number of man-hours, they went and calculated all this. Some website did. Went and calculated it. It ended up being, like, 70-something man-hours investigating a fake hate crime. Because, you know, Hollywood stars getting beat up in your neighborhood at 2 in the morning.
Not a good look.
Yeah, it's a bad look. You want to stamp that out.
It's like, you know, when people, you know, we have a lot more famous people coming to Montgomery because of the EJI thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes you'll see like, oh, Will Ferrell was at Central or Oprah was at Central. Yeah, not a good look if like one of those guys gets beat up on the street, you know?
Yeah, like, it's terrible.
Black eye for Montgomery.
No doubt about it.
And so even this was, a potential black eye for Chicago. And then, well, now it's not, you know?
Well, it's
the black eye for him.
It's certainly. I mean, he's done. This guy will. I don't know though. Chris Brown still has a career, and he beat the hell out of Rihanna.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And then there'll be like, you know, somebody will put a magazine. There'll be a magazine article about him, like, you know, that's like, oh, the redemption of Jussie.
Yeah, you can.
I just want to focus on my craft.
You can frame white people.
Craft. I'm an actor. I'm a stage. I bet you he goes back to the stage. I bet you he does a stage thing.
Hamilton.
Yeah. Perfect.
He'll be in Hamilton.
There you go.
Yeah, he'll be perfect.
And then he'll have a comeback, you know, and then he'll have a show, you know?
Yeah. It's you can frame white people. I mean, the tragedies in this is he was ready to put two random white people in prison.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He basically did it so that every white Trump supporter in America would look like a racist.
Right. You know, they'd have to own it.
Right. And you can do that and come back. What you can't do in the 21st century is support Trump.
Right.
You'll be ruined. You'll be wrecked. I mean, that's even a sadder commentary. But not is it, I don't know. It's a terrible state that the United States is in. This is the natural devolution, though. This is where we're headed.
Yeah.
This is the natural devolution of the United States. If, you know, it's a race to the bottom. Everybody's screaming to be a victim. If I see one more damn multicolored ribbon, I mean, and God love you guys. And I feel bad for everybody. I do. But I just,
yeah.
Everybody has to be a victim. Nobody can just go just through life and say, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Keep a stiff upper lip and just keep going, you know?
Right. I mean, we got things in our house. You don't broadcast them.
Correct.
Right? Old school, I guess, maybe.
That's right.
All right, guys. I'm done complaining.
No, he's not. Well, I mean, he's done complaining about this.
Well, if Jussie Smollett's gay, and I just found that out this morning, we might as well go out to a little erasure.
I mean, was the name not a clue? No offense to any Jussies that are listening. Just saying.
If Jussie may have listened to this song in a club along the way.
May.
Last week.
We'll be back. Somebody's listening to us. He left to get a sandwich.
He had this in his ear pods when he was getting a hell beat out of him.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Campbell said he wanted more White Snake. I oblige. May not have been exactly what he had in mind, but our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. David L. Mowry. That's Mowry with two L's.
That's right.
And an E. You can spell Mowry with an E.
Yeah, you sure?
Even with two L's.
You sure can.
If you wanted to. There's a Mallory Lane in Brentwood.
See? Named after me.
David L. Mallory. It's actually David L. Mallory Lane.
That's right.
Even though it was put in 1989 when you were like 12.
I was 12. I was a pretty awesome 12-year-old there.
Hey, I'm not going to read this on air, but there is an amazing essay.
This is pretty great. You guys should definitely look it up.
From Ben Franklin. 1745.
I mean, B. Frank, know what's up.
How old was Ben Franklin in 1745? Was he born in the 17th century or the 18th century?
I think he was born in the 18th. I think he was born in the early
1700s. He would have been young at this.
1745? I think he's probably like my...
He'd have been 39.
Yeah, I was saying, he's like 39.
He was born
40.
In 1706. 1706. That sounds God, so weird.
I know.
Anyway, he was born in 1706. Some say 1705. So...
Some might say.
He was either 39 or 40 when he wrote this. It is called Advice to a Young Man on the Choice of a Mistress. And he's not talking about mistress in the modern sense. He's talking about just women in general. It is dynamite. I mean, dynamite. If you've not read it, do it. The conclusion? Most men go for women entirely too young, according to Ben Franklin. According to Ben Franklin. For example, he says, and as in the dark, all cats are gray. We'll just go from there. Our number, 272-9228. You got to read it, though. It's called Advice to a Young Man on the Choice of a Mistress, Ben Franklin. It is riotous laughter. I loved it. It might be good advice. I don't know.
It is.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock. David.
No, it's Keith.
Keith.
Close enough.
Keith, David.
Hey. Yeah, same darn thing.
Same number of letters.
Yeah, that's right. Cram them around. That Dusty, whatever it was. What was the time frame? He went home and left that noose on his neck for calling the police.
Like 20 minutes or so?
And didn't wash the bleach off his hair. Don't you think his hair would have been a different color?
Yeah, for real, right?
I could have saved him 70 hours of investigation.
Jeez.
I'm surprised they were able to track it down that quickly. If you read the articles on how they tracked it down... The Chicago police are surprisingly good. I mean, surprisingly good. You still there, kid?
I am, sir. I am.
All right. Anything else?
That's all. You'll have a great day.
Likewise.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, they're surprisingly effective. One of the things they keyed in on was when he went to the scene and showed him where it was, he said, man, I'm sure glad the attack was on camera. And he pointed to a camera, like
right
on a building or whatever.
Right.
And that camera just happened to be turned so that it couldn't see the scene.
Just happened to be.
No word yet whether there's other video footage of Zimbabweans. What are they? Not Zimbabwean.
Nigerian?
Yeah. No. Not Nigerian, were they? They were something else.
I thought they went back to Lagos or something.
Hold on. It wasn't Nigeria. Was it Nigeria?
I thought it was.
Anyway.
Or Kenya?
No.
It's like right there in Central Africa.
Anyway. No word yet whether there were these two guys of African descent climbing and moving the camera. I mean, they have them on video footage buying a red hat.
Buying red hats.
And bleach and a noose.
A rope.
You know what? Google ought to be able to stop a lot of hate crimes because I would have to Google how do you tie a noose.
I was just going
to
say that. Like, they probably looked at their phone and it's like YouTube, how to tie a noose.
I mean, I have no clue. I know what they look like.
Right, I do too. But like, I couldn't tell you how you arrive there.
I know, and I know they've
something
got a bunch of circles.
You wrap it around a bunch of times. You know, it's one of those things, like, you know, when people were like, well, back in my day, you know, like in the 1800s, like everyone, you know,
everybody knew how to do that.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, Ralph
Northam.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about, like, Ralph Northam. I'm just talking about, like, you know, I mean, they hung horse thieves. You know, like that.
Right.
The penalty for in the West, the penalty for horse thievery was they hung you.
Like, well, not only that. I mean, there were several.
Yeah. There were a lot of them.
Try to leave your wife, they'll hang you.
Yeah, that was like the number one way to, you know, to kill people for a long time.
Well, it didn't cost any money.
Good point. Well,
it didn't cost any money.
Except the rope, but, you know.
Well, but, I mean, you can reuse it. You can reuse it, you know? Just wipe it off.
Right. Yeah, you're not retrieving slugs, right?
Right. Right. If you shoot them, I mean, back then, ammunition was expensive. Yeah. It was valuable. You didn't waste it.
That's right.
Gosh, I wish you read a book. There's a book called Blood and Thunder. It's amazing on Kit Carson. It talks about how valuable ammunition was and how people would give up food for days to have a little ammunition.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because you might not eat for two days.
Yeah, but if you need to shoot something,
if you need to shoot something.
Right.
You can't hit it with a hand bone.
When in need.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
It's a great book if you ever want to read a book. I know. And I actually started one of those books you gave me.
Good.
I had to finish some other stuff first. But I've actually gotten into it. It's pretty good. 28 minutes. He's got a staccato writing style.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
yes. Short sentences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our number 272922H. But I don't like talking about books until I'm done with them.
I got you.
Okay, so I'm not. Because then
so
people
will,
like.
We will postpone this.
Well, then
we'll
people are like,
wait till you get to
wait
the.
Wait till. Ah, just ruin it. Wait till. Oh, you haven't even got to the good part. Well, you know. Don't
well,
tell
then,
me.
You know, then why am I reading this part if it's not good?
Right. What page should I skip to? 212? Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, it's the Master Thespian.
Master Thespian?
As personal note, I directed a production of Clue the Musical. You can go online and find tutorials as to how to tie a noose.
No, I was directing a stage production of Clue. That's why this is in my YouTube.
Yeah, officer is all innocent.
Did you have to?
I don't even know Jussie Smollett.
Did you have to look it up? Is that how you
did
it?
Yeah, I did, because I wanted them to have a stage prop that looked like the little toy, you know, you get in the game.
Right.
So, you know, we had a wrench and we had a pipe and we had a gun, but I was like, okay, we'll figure out how to tie a real noose. And there is a specific way you got to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
It's got like 13 loops and it has this sort of S thing that you do so that you make sure that it tightens. It's weird.
Hey, we're all on an FBI list now, thanks.
Yeah. No, listen.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. Good luck. Tell me what director to play.
I would have been more worried if he was like, no, I knew how.
Yeah.
That's why they chose me to be the director, was because I knew how to tie the noose.
My granddaddy taught my daddy.
Easy. It's early in the morning.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all have fun now. Bye.
Thanks, bud.
It reminds me of that Cat Williams bit. He's like, no, marijuana is not a drug. A drug, you got ingredients. You got to cook something. He's like, you got to add baking soda and water and heat. He goes, I don't know the ingredients, but damn.
In this portion and that portion, and then cook it for this long.
Our number 272922. Who is this? You had a traffic reporter. You started trying to talk to me in the middle of a segment. Who is it?
Yeah. I just wanted. I have a trivia question for you.
No. Okay.
Well, I mean, what's the
a little question? While ago you used the phrase "Lord willing and the creek don't rise."
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know the meaning of that phrase?
Yes, the Indians.
Absolutely.
That's why I specifically. That's why I specifically referred to them as the Cricks. Instead of the creeks. Yeah,
right,
no.
Nothing to do.
You know, it's my understanding, my limited understanding of Eastern Indian history. Most of what I like is the Plains and the Southwest Indians. But didn't the creeks split into two groups, the Red Sticks and the White Sticks?
They did.
Yeah, and the group that stayed is the remnants of that group or who operate the casinos here today. And they were the ones that actually helped Jackson rid the hostile Indians from the territory.
Right.
That's right. They were the White Sticks.
Yeah. How about that?
The Red Sticks were led by William Weatherford, who was the last war chief of the Creek. They called him Red Eagle. And you can still see the remnants of his estate down in South Alabama, just north of Mobile.
How about that?
At Little River.
Huh. That's interesting to me. I'm glad you shared that with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you wouldn't want the other creeks to rise either.
True. You would not.
You know what red stick is in French?
Baton rouge.
Baton rouge. Is that reference to the Indians? I always thought that was a reference to the stick they carried around to make sure the peppers were ripe.
Oh, I have no idea.
Because they carried around, if the pepper was as red as your stick or redder, then you could pick it.
Then it was ready.
Yeah. I thought that's why they called it Baton Rouge, but I never thought about maybe it had a creek connection there.
I got no idea.
Is that where Red Eagle Work Camp comes from? Is that the same guy?
I got no idea.
Grave of Red Eagle, Little River, Alabama.
Hey.
Well, how about that? It's out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
in Alabama?
Literally.
The middle of nowhere?
It's literally in the middle of a.
Of nowhere.
Of planted pines. Where all you right. can tell where they clear cut all around it except where he is buried.
Gotcha.
How about that? I had no idea. Our number 272922. It's a little history lesson on News and Views today.
That's right.
Talking Ben Franklin, the Creek Indians, Baton Rouge.
Yep.
Jussie. I'll give you a history lesson about people named Jussie. I don't think there's ever been another one. It's a short history. I hope there's never another one. Maybe he'll ruin the name like Adolf.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper. Like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Montgomery Subaru.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
I'm blue. Forever for her is over for me. Forever. It's just a word that she said that means never. To be with another together. And with the weight of a feather, it tore into me. Then I knew it. And all the work that it took to get through it. On the wings of a feather that flew it. I fell under my shoe and tore her up into me.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry's here. The never-ending press conference on Jussie. Everybody has to say something.
We don't have the sound on, but apparently I'm looking at Twitter, and Chicago Police has a copy of the check Smollett allegedly used to pay the brothers Johnson.
Oh, no.
$3,500. Can I write a check?
Yeah. Do you guys?
It's drawn on the Sawtooth National Bank. They know me in there. Just, you know.
Nobody's going to say a word.
Yeah,
nobody's going to say a word.
No, you don't even need ID. Tell them Jussie sent you.
You can cash it there. It's good. I promise. Don't cash it until Wednesday, but
right.
But it'll be good.
Give me a minute to like transfer. I got to call my guy.
Yeah.
You know.
You wrote a check. That's how Jerry Springer got caught.
That's right.
Wrote a check to a hooker for $120.
Right. Come on, man.
Well, he said now he's glad he did.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, when he's being run out of office, he wasn't glad he did. But
now he has his show, which is, you know, I mean,
Jerry. Well, it's his class, you know. Kind of people who like dry scrambled eggs.
And tea without milk.
Right. That's who watches Springer.
Bad people.
New look decorating. Nothing but class over there, man. This place is unbelievable. Get Brett Lanham. Get Brian Carr on your side. These guys are incredible at new look decorating. The Benjamin Moore paints. The high quality Benjamin Moore paints. You guys have never experienced anything like it until you put some of that Benjamin Moore paint, put it on the brush and roll it up on the wall, put it on the brush and cut in a little bit, feel that paint go on the wall, and you'll say, yes, sirree, Bubsky, now we're cooking with gasoline. This is really, really good stuff over there. New look decorating, they got two designers on staff, so if you're not sure the colors or the textures or the different paints and what all that means, just talk to their designers. You can go in there and use them for free. You don't have to pay a bunch of money to your own designer. New look decorating, they're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash right there. So get by New Look Decorating when you get the opportunity. Tell them we said hello while you're in there. If you use a painting contractor, ask your painting contractor to use New Look Decorating. Ask them for those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. My mother is a prime example of being able to do just that. Speaking of my mother, she confirmed they were from Nigeria, but they were born in Chicago.
Ah, okay.
Born in Chicago, so...
But they were, like, trying to escape to Lagos or something.
The police chief said he staged the attack to increase his salary. He was ready to put people in jail. I can't get away from that.
Hey, playing with my money like playing with my emotions, you know? I mean, dude got to get paid. Jussie need his paper right.
All right. Our number, 272-9-228. I keep seeing that Benjamin Franklin advice to a young man on the choice of a mistress, and I keep wanting to read it, but I keep thinking that's classless. Don't read that on the air. But during the 11 o'clock hour, I make no promises.
None.
I might get to it. Speaking of no promises, Wisconsin high school cheerleaders received awards for biggest breasts and butt at a banquet.
I saw that.
This is actually old, but for some reason it's just now coming out nationally. Wisconsin high school reportedly come under fire for a cheerleading award ceremony last year that saw some of the teams win accolades such as Big Booby and Big Booty awards.
Well?
Appalled parents contacted the ACLU on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, the group sent a warning to Kenosha Unified School District that it might file a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, in Kenosha.
Yeah, you know how they are up in Kenosha.
Yeah, you can't be objectifying the high school girls there, you know?
That's too New Jersey.
Yeah, you know.
Tremper High School. I looked her up.
Well, you know what? That's almost Trump, so we got to burn the place down.
That's exactly why they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's got an E instead of a U.
Burn it down.
T-R vowel M-P.
To the ground.
Wrong.
Wrong.
What was her name? UTech or something? I looked her up. Patty UTech.
UTech.
I know another guy named UTech.
How do you spell that? U-T-E-C?
U-T-T-E-C-H. UTech. Or maybe it's Uttick.
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 Patty Uttick.
But it's Patty with an I. Uttick.
Shocker of the world. It's Patty with an I. And, real name, not even Patricia. Her name, her Christian name is Patty with an I. Garen's. Patty Uttick.
Patty Uttick.
Patty goes about three bills.
I you know, no, she doesn't. She's actually.
Oh, really?
She's okay.
I thought she might look a lot like a gym teacher.
Well, I found this on Reddit, and a lot of people were asking for pictures, and so the mods came on and said the next person that asks for pictures gets banned.
Right.
Which is fair because these are high school girls. But one guy said, "I'm not asking about pictures of the girls. I'm asking pictures of the coach."
Right.
And so someone posted a picture of the coach, and she was okay.
Well, okay.
I was
old Patty. So,
they asked her to resign, and she said no. So I guess she's there.
That's the move these days.
But they told her not to give any awards out at future banquets. So I guess she's there to stay.
Patty, can you not give awards out?
And if you do, can you make sure they don't focus on
objectifying young women?
Honestly, though? Like, when my sister was a cheerleader, she graduated high school in 93, I think. Is that what year she graduated?
Yeah, 93.
She was a cheerleader, and their cheerleading skirts were like 3 or 4 inches above the knees.
Yeah.
Not anymore. So, I mean, if we're talking about not objectifying women, we need to do away with...
Well, you can't, like, openly do it.
Well, they... I mean, also, the outfits openly do it.
I understand what you're saying. But the school district and the teacher can't acknowledge it. We got, you know...
You can't say it out loud.
Right.
You can wink, you can nod...
We got Miss over here.
You can wink and gun and all that, but right. You can't... Can't mention. Who's this?
Red Top. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Red Top.
Let me give a shout out to Kippewa Tree Service.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Good.
They came to a customer's house that I recommended, and yesterday cut that tree in the rain. He did it by himself, and my customer said, "This Mr. Kippewa is a big guy."
So, yeah.
I renamed him Paul Bunyan and asked Augustine if I could call her Mrs. Bunyan. She said that was just fine.
So call her Mrs. Bunyan? That's rude.
No, it's not. Paul Bunyan's a great hero.
I know that, but you know. Anyway.
But anyway, she was very nice, did an excellent job, cleaned up, and they've also scheduled another customer of mine. So they're great folks, and glad we heard of them from you, and we'll keep supporting them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I'm glad you do. We encourage people to visit our sponsors. We take it seriously.
Oh, yeah. I know you do. And, you know, all the guys y'all sponsor are really, really sharp. I really enjoy it. The guy in West Alabama, where is this town where this idiot says the KKK needs to be started up again or something?
That is in Linden, Alabama, Marengo County. So you would get on US 80 and you would head west.
Drive
you would take the bypass.
Almost until you get to...
Well, you take the bypass around Selma, yeah. And then you go like another hour.
Wow. See, that's...
And you get to Demopolis.
County.
Well, hold on. I'm not done. You get to Demopolis, you take a left on 43,
mm-hmm.
And you take that down to Linden.
You know, that's a county we all need to avoid, and the city everybody should stay away from, and their opportunities for business just went down to a negative 13.
They don't have business in... Hey, let me tell you something that happened to me. I was trying a case in Linden in probably 2000... Seven-ish? Eight-ish?
six or seven or eight or somewhere in there. And the courthouse was being renovated. So you know where they had the trial? In the Baptist Church sanctuary next door. And the judge sat in the pulpit with a gigantic cross, like a 25-foot cross above his head.
Yeah.
And I remember I kind of nudged my client in the arm, and I said, "Come, Muslims, seek justice here in Linden."
Wow. See, this is rural Alabama for you. That's the way Butler County was, and Lowndes County. These are scary places because the people that run them. And those guys are still entrenched there. Now I've lived in the country twice. I'm never going to do it again. These people aren't civilized out there.
Yeah.
They're scary. They're scary. Okay, if you buy a bunch of land, you stay away from everybody. But these people that run these counties are scary. This person has made a disgrace of this state. Hope he gets plenty of flack from him. Thank you, guys.
Well, he's getting plenty of flack, but he owns the paper, so.
Owns the paper, and he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
My take on this was, whatever. He's an old man. Who cares? But his son, I feel terrible for. Because his son's like a legitimate guy.
Right.
I mean, he was Richard Shelby's right-hand man for like a decade.
Right.
And a half.
Well, that's, yeah, like when I saw the name, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the old man.
It was the old man. And apparently the old man's been crazy from the get-go. I have heard that
he. I have heard?
Well, I have heard he talked to a friend of mine who said that his subscriptions have doubled.
Right.
So apparently there's a market for.
Listen, man, everybody in Linden wants that good content.
No, it's out of state. It's out of state people. It's like, mail us your paper. Mail us your paper. I guess they're wanting to support him or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, well, I mean, I don't know if he said it the right way, but.
You know, racism is alive and well, not in Montgomery.
No, not at all.
But in Linden?
It's alive and well everywhere. I mean, it just is.
It is.
It may not be, like, rampant and prominent, and people might not be, like, balking like a chicken in their front yard about it, but, like, that dude. I mean, that's a salty take.
Well.
That's certainly a way of saying things.
John.
At no point was he, you know, like.
No, he didn't dial it back either when confronted. John.
Hey, you guys, you were talking about the high school coach and the cheerleaders and outfits. And I kind of come in at the middle of that conversation, then I heard you say it's talking about you can't say that. And the first thing I thought of when I heard that part of it was Matthew McConaughey's famous line and days are confused. No matter how old they get, no matter how old I get, they stay the same age.
Yeah.
I keep getting older.
Yeah. You know what the funny part about that is? It was designed to make him seem creepy and out of touch, and that they wrote the line thinking girls would be turned off by that.
Uh-huh.
Every high school age girl I knew that watched that movie
loved
that guy. And that attitude was the reason why.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, he was good looking. He was like 22 or 23 or whatever in the movie, and he was fascinated by high school girls, and they wanted that guy.
Oh, yeah.
The high school girls I went to school with would have loved that guy hanging around the school.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, y'all have a great day, man. Thanks
too,
for the laugh.
Appreciate it. Our number, 2729228. If you want to get in, 2729228. My man, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. We hear from him every now and then here on the program. Good man. Good man. Understands the real estate business about as well as anybody on the planet. Certainly the real estate business right here in the Montgomery area. If you need a house, man, you want to buy a house, call Bo Goodson. 551-0225. If you want to sell your house, that's, man, 551-0225. Why would you call anyone else? 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Maybe you don't want to sell your house. You want to keep the house in the family, but you want to rent it out to another good family? Bo Goodson, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. They can take your house under their wing and find tenants for you and manage the payments and manage the repairs, anything else that needs to be done. And all they do is mail you a big fat check at the end of every month, and you get rich and they take on all the heartache. It's easy. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. I got Dave Mowry in the studio. Got a few minutes left here in the first hour. News and views. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I am Baron Coleman, your humble host, the Grand Mufti. We'll be back after this.
So long ago, I don't remember when. That's when they
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 54 minutes after 9 o'clock, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. I've got Dave Mowry in the studio. Jack Campbell's out today. He'll be back tomorrow.
Most likely.
Maybe. 50-50. All right. Guys, have you been lately by Four Healthy Pets? Because if you haven't, you need to get over there. These guys have changed my dog's life. From grooming to the high-quality vittles I now give my dog. You know, I didn't know any better. I wasn't a dog owner, and I'd never owned a dog of my own. My parents had dogs growing up, but I never had a dog. And I get a dog. I inherit a dog. Not inherit, but it was a rescue dog. We end up with a dog a few years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and I had no idea what to do. I walk into the big box store. I say, I need some food. She's, you know, 7, 8 pounds. She's a Yorkie. There's aisle 6. I go over there. There's 1,000 bags. So I pick a pretty purple bag, thinking she's a cute little female dog. Surely she'll like the purple food. I had no idea what I was doing. The food started making her sick. She didn't feel well. She was getting bloated and overweight, and her energy was going down, and her joint pain was flaring. I had no idea what was wrong with her. So I run into Four Healthy Pets just on a whim. And I go in there and I talk to them. And lo and behold, they talk me through the food process. Garbage in, garbage out. And how much of a difference food actually makes. And now my dog is lean, mean, petting machine. She loves getting around. She's got energy. She twirls around. She's a totally new creature. And with Jess and Amber's grooming over there, Teresa's Product Knowledge, just a great, fantastic business. Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, locally owned.
right here in town, local owned by Teresa, and she does a great job, a fantastic job. Get by there on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Fulton University in the Healthwise Foods Village East Shopping Center. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Michael Cohen's not going to prison until May now. He was supposed to go in February, but now he's going to go in May.
Why the delay?
My opinion, or the stated reason?
Stated reason.
Stated reason is he's recovering from surgery.
Oh, okay. So what's the real reason?
They want him to be able to testify in front of Congress.
Yeah.
And hang Trump, or try to hang Trump. His attorney, he's got Michael Monaco as his lawyer.
All right.
Michael Monaco is one of the great lawyers in the world. I mean, he's a fantastic criminal defense lawyer, serious lawyer, not one of these guys trying to make a name for himself. He was Jussie's lawyer initially.
Oh.
When Jussie, he fired Jussie. After like 2 days.
It was like, yeah.
and my guess is, because, you know, these lawyers he has now are trying to push the issue.
Right.
And say, no, it wasn't a made-up hate crime. He's being framed, and they're trying to save his career. Instead of just knowing, sometimes you go to your client and say, look, you're caught. Let's find a way out of this.
Right, let's find the least bad outcome.
Right. You know, if we can get some probation, you know, get a statement from the police that you're not a terrible human being, let's go with that.
Let's claim that you were a little bit nuts and, you know.
Yeah, you're going to get some help.
Yeah.
You had, you know, sex therapy you need, or drugs, or, you know, some mental health treatment. You know, I mean, and people would buy that.
I mean, yeah.
And my guess is Monaco told him, let's do that.
And he was like, nah, this happened. They can't do this to Jussie.
After all, my name is Jussie. But yeah, so Monaco fires him. But anyway, Monaco also represents Michael Cohen. Monaco represents a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's a real, real lawyer. His other lawyer, his public spokesperson lawyer, Lanny Davis, not a real lawyer. Not a real lawyer. That guy's a clown.
Yeah.
He's the kind of lawyer that has the little spinning cap, you know.
The propeller cap?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Like Elroy from the Jetsons?
Yes, yes. Yes. What was the dog's name? His dog? Leroy.
Astro.
What?
Astro.
Astro, his dog.
Elroy was the kid.
Elroy, yeah.
Yeah. Astro was the dog.
Elray, good bar. Good eats.
I don't, you know.
You don't know that?
I don't go to those things.
Bar. What?
A bar?
Bar?
Never heard of it.
Alcohol? Beer?
No, not for me.
No. Work beginning to replace the steel mesh fence in San Diego with a layer of wall. So there's 14 miles of border barriers in San Francisco. Going to get a $100 million facelift in
San Diego.
As a result. San Diego. What did I say?
You said San Francisco.
Yeah, whatever.
Not on the border.
Well, technically.
Why?
The border of the Pacific.
Right.
The border of Japan.
Right.
But yeah, San Diego.
Or the tectonic plate.
Does San Diego go all the way to the border? Or is there municipality between the two?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that, but I think that the metro area does for sure.
Well, I know the metro area. Hell, the metro area goes down to Tijuana.
And up to L.A.
Yeah. San Diego, I guess, used to be a cool town. Now it's kind of a dump. Well, whatever. As long as you stay in the resorts, you're still fine. $101 million contract.
Or La Jolla.
Options for an additional $30 million. What's that? If you need to make it 2 feet taller? What the hell's an option for an additional $30 million?
We're
going
to have an option for an additional $30 million.
What does that mean? It's like a ball player? You know, you hit your targets, you get 30
I
more?
Guess it's construction. They're planning for overages.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah. All right, guys. It's 10 o'clock. We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.